Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectus Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectus Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectus Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here's your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 7, lows of 6. Tuesday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 8, lows of 5. Wednesday, we can expect light rain and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 8. Thursday, we can expect light rain and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 5. And Friday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 8, lows of 4. There is a yellow weather warning for ice, so please be careful as the roads may be slippery. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Red Funnel says it has no immediate plans to allow passengers to stay in their vehicles during crossings. Following the government's lockdown announcement, the company says crossing numbers are low, and it will continue to monitor it. The Cross Island operator allowed passengers to stay in their cars during the first lockdown in March and April last year. Red Funnel adds that vulnerable passengers can remain in their cars though, and there is ample space on board to maintain social distancing. A spokesperson for Red Funnel said, "In line with the latest national lockdown announced by the government last night and consistent with prevailing travel restrictions, we are currently experiencing extremely low passenger numbers on board our ferries." Meanwhile, Island Roads will continue its work to maintain a safe highway network throughout the latest lockdown. As per previous restrictions, new improvement schemes, such as the work on Skew and Elrisford Road footbridges over the railway line between Lake and Shanklin, and essential highways maintenance is permitted and will continue. However, as a result of lockdown and the sharp rise in local cases, more support staff, including those usually based at Island Roads Contact Centre, are working from home, which means residents are being advised to report highways issues via the website www.islandroads.com or email info@islandroads.com. In addition, residents can report highway defects via fms.islandroads.com, a facility which will also provide updates on action taken following the initial report. Stephen Ashmans, Island Roads Service Director, said, "As always, safety remains on our absolute priority, and we continue to take our responsibilities to managing the effects of a pandemic very seriously." And finally, Storeroom 2010's Cowes Men's Shed have kicked off 2021 on a positive note, having received £4,000 in funding from a G.C. Gibson Charitable Trust. In 2020, the Trust chose to support UK-registered charities working in the areas of education and physical and mental health for all ages. Of the 10 grants of up to £4,000 made across the UK by the G.C. Gibson Charitable Trust, Cowes Men's Shed was recognised for the outstanding work they do for the community across the Isle of Wight. Project leader Adam Martin has said, "I'm delighted that Storeroom 2010's Cowes Men's Shed has again been recognised for the invaluable work we do in targeting social isolation across our island community, as well as taking on projects for other charities and good causes." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Jimmy Page, who's a guitarist. Taylor Jones, who's a pop singer, and Sean Paul, who's a reggae singer. Do you know how old these people are? I'll tell you in a little while. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the last week in history. The 3rd of January 1892 was when famous author J.R. Tolkien was born. Tolkien was the author of fantasy book The Hobbit, which was published in 1937 and featured famous characters such as Bilbo Baggins and Gandalf. Tolkien also published the Lord of the Rings series, a trilogy that is set in the same world as The Hobbit, 60 years into the future. All four books are well known across the globe and have been made into award-winning films. The 5th of January 1709 was when scientist William Durham recorded a temperature of minus 12 degrees centigrade on the outskirts of London, making the winter of 1709 the coldest since he started recording in 1679. Today, over 300 years later, that same winter is still the coldest European winter on record. On the 6th of January 1838, inventor Samuel Morse demonstrated his new creation, the telegraph. The telegraph revolutionised communication, as it allowed the instant transmission of messages in a series of dots and dashes known as Morse code. The telegraph was widely used for over 30 years, although it was slowly replaced by radio. The United States of America's Air Force still trains 10 people in Morse code every year. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is bract, B-R-A-C-T. It's a noun meaning a modified leaf or scale, typically small, with a flower or flower cluster in its axil. Bracts are sometimes larger and more brightly coloured than a true flower, as in poinsettia. Its origin is late 18th century from the Latin word bractea, which means thin plate of metal. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their years of birth and their ages. Jimmy Page, who's born in 1944, who's age 77. Taylor Jones, who was born in 1994, who's 26 years old. And finally, Sean Paul, who was born in 1973, who's 48 years old. That's it for your famous birthdays. I have more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Isle of Wight finished 2020 with above average levels of COVID-19 and with Sandown and Braiding among the highest in the country. In the 7 days up to December the 31st, the Sandown and Braiding area had a rolling rate of 1,155.9 cases per 100,000 residents, the standard by which the COVID levels are measured. The towns recorded 109 cases between them in just 1 week. In the same high-level category were the areas of Cowes West, Gernot and Northwood, Pride South and Shanklin Central and Lake. The lowest rate on the island could be found in Yarmouth and Freshwater with 189.7 per 100,000 people. Meanwhile, Central Newport could be left without a post office from next month. The post office inside the cooperative on South Street and Pyle Street is closing on February 6th and no replacement has been organised. The supermarket is closing permanently. Post office customers are being advised to use branches in either Pan, Carisbrook or Gunville, while the post office seeks to find an operator willing to run a town centre branch. A post office spokesperson said, the operator for Newport Post Office has resigned and the branch is due to close on Saturday, February the 6th at 1 p.m. The vacancy is advertised on www.runapostoffice.co.uk. And finally, a review is underway to look at the constituency boundaries in the UK, when the Isle of Wight will get another MP in time for the 2024 general election. Under proposals to make voter populations in each constituency more equal, England is set to gain 10 MPs, while Wales will lose 8 and Scotland could be reduced by 2. The shake-up of the UK's electoral map comes as the Office for National Statistics, or the ONS, published the latest voter data, on which the review will be based, with 47.5 million voters to be divided into 650 constituencies of between 69,724 and 77,062 people in size. Some island constituencies, including the Isle of Wight, have been granted special dispensation to be outside the population remit. The new constituency boundaries will come into force in 2023 and will be used at the next general election a year later. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.